The government of Barbados is being warned that its approach to public spending is going to do nothing to boost the economy. That word of caution is coming from Canadian-based Barbadian economist Carlos Fort.
Last week, I publicly made the point that the recent central bank report on the performance of the Barbados economy over the last 9 months revealed that from April to September this year, that is, the first 6 months of the government's current financial year, the fiscal deficit was just $21.5 million. What that means in plain language is that since the onset of the COVID pandemic, mandatory shutdowns, and the collapse of the tourism industry, the Motley administration has only spent $22 million more than it collected in tax revenue and user fees. This is after spending on wages, salaries, goods and services, interest on debt, debt payments, and so on. According to the central bank, government's non-interest expense since the COVID recession has been rocking Barbados, increased by just $62 million when compared to the same period last year. Of that $62 million, $41 million was mainly due to spending on the Water Authority's Water Supply Network Upgrade Project and the purchase of electric buses. COVID-related spending accounted for most of the other $21 million. By any objective measure, the government's economic response to the deepest and fastest economic recession afflicting Barbados and much of the world has to date been woefully inadequate. A $22 million fiscal deficit of 0.2% of GDP in the midst of a devastating recession does little to mitigate the worst impacts of the economic fallout. The central bank estimated that the economy has already contracted by 16%. I am saying to you, fellow Barbadians, that so far, the Motley administration's economic response to the COVID recession will not move the needle on the economic decline. Today, I am once again calling on the government of Barbados to move with haste to significantly ramp up its capital spending on public infrastructure, such as roads, water and sewer treatment plants and distribution networks, needed renovation of government buildings, or any other infrastructure projects that may be in the public sector's projects pipeline. I estimate that by March next year, the government could and should boost its spending by an additional $200 to $250 million. It can do so without pushing the overall fiscal deficit above 2.5% of GDP. To put this in proper context, during a period of sustained economic growth, the Arthur administration managed capital spending of $200 to $300 million annually and ran an overall fiscal deficit of 2% of GDP on average. It is standard economic management to run deficits during recessions, especially in the early stages. The economic activity generated from a mix of better targeted income support for Barbadians that include extended unemployment benefits to 12 months, in addition to boosting capital spending, will mitigate the ongoing economic recession and support livelihoods while protecting lives. A shot in the arm of the economy with the magnitude of spending that I am proposing is perfectly reasonable in the circumstances and will not be a threat to Barbados' fiscal sustainability. I am afraid that the best program is not the best approach. A taxpayer bailout of hotels and an attempt to artificially reduce the unemployment rate is not the best use of scarce taxpayer dollars at this time. Since my appeal on Brass Tacks last week for the government to increase its spending, it was announced that the IMF and the government have reached a staff-level agreement that would allow the Motley administration to reduce the primary fiscal surplus target from 1% of GDP to a primary deficit of 1% of GDP. Approval of that agreement will create an additional $200 million in fiscal space for additional spending, and that is before any new capital spending. This recent IMF agreement to ease the fiscal targets under the BERT program is clearly in line with what I am recommending, and is a recognition that more must be done in response to the COVID recession. It cannot be refuted. The government needs to spend more. It would be remiss of me if I did not seize this opportunity to also appeal to the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs to release the official unemployment rate.
Economist Carlos Fort, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.